I'm going to preach to you what I feel in my heart. Back some over a week ago in my morning devotion, I was praying and studying and reading, and I ran across this, and the Lord spoke to me, and I thought for sure that when He spoke it to me, I'd preach it either somewhere that week or a fellowship meeting we were going in, or into the meeting that I'm preaching next week. But through prayer and seeking the Lord for this service, I felt like God spoke to my heart and said, this is where it's at, here. Let me give you this. A few weeks ago, approximately 2 weeks ago, I had not been long gone to bed, and 5 o'clock, the Lord woke me up. And I got up and I went into the other room to pray. And when I went in there to pray for about an hour, the Lord began to deal with me on some things. And there's things that God has spoke to me about and things that the Lord spoke to me. In a time of prayer, you're sitting in this building today. And this is your opportunity to hear the word of the Lord. Amen. And God will soon make the waste, desolate land a fruitful plain if we'll but turn our heart to God. Amen. Amen. In the book of Isaiah, chapter number 11, very familiar reading here. And I covet your prayers for my voice very much. May God help me here. The Word of God says in Isaiah chapter number 11, and you found your place, say amen. Amen. In verse number 10, and in that day there shall be a root of Jesse, which shall stand for an ensign of the people. To it shall the Gentiles seek, and his rest shall be glorious. And it shall come to pass in that day that the Lord shall set his hand again the second time to recover the remnant of his people. And it shall come to pass in that day that the Lord shall set his hand again the second time to recover the remnant of his people. If God will help me and anoint me, I want to preach on God's second time. God's second time. Would you stretch your hands toward heaven? Ask the Lord to help us. Oh, God. Hide me. Holy Ghost. Oh my God. Hallelujah. 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 Would you praise Him right now in the name of Jesus? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You may be seated. God's second time. Now I can feel the Holy Ghost had engulfed in this building. God has a second time for somebody in this building. Hallelujah. It may be in your world as black as midnight, but God has a second chance, the second opportunity. One man said one time concerning past and circumstance, he said that opportunity is sometimes the first move. He said, but the second move is oftentimes the gift of mercy. And oh God, if the Lord should help me preach, I want to tell you I feel a big God that's wanting to walk the aisles of this building this morning on a second chance, a second opportunity. You know, we live in a time where men say it is a lie, it can never happen, I'll never be able to recover. But can I tell you that my Jesus is in the recovery business. He is the rewarder unto them that seek Him. Hear me in this house. I was praying the other morning a couple of weeks ago, and the Holy Ghost came to me in that room dark and on my face on the floor. He said, they said it's wasted. He said, but tell them I said, I got a second chance. I want you to know that God's not in the business of writing men off. He's in the business of picking men up and recovering the lost that hell has brought into your soul. Hallelujah. It seems as though the second chance seems as though that some men fight a hard battle in believing that God would be merciful to me, that God would be a help to me, and that you mean to tell me that God is going to come my way. Can I preach to you that the footsteps of mercy are walking in your direction? The hand of a living God is a moving in your direction. To let you know I've got another chance, I've got another opportunity. You can recover yourself out of the snare of the devil and out of the plan of the enemy. It is without doubt one of the most beautiful prophetic messages of Isaiah's visions. The wilds and poppies hurry. Emptiness and gloom, it illuminates upon every corner. Men's hearts are distraught. Hands are weakened. And feet are stumbling over the path. Men feel hopeless and alone and empty. That God has left them. But He said, I brought you out of Egypt one time. I can bring you out again. I'm here to tell you in this house, you don't have to live in Egypt's land. God's got a second chance to get you out of it. Oh,
it is the second hand. If the Lord will help me here, it is the second hand of God's mercy. This ain't no book message. This ain't nothing I've got out of a book, but out of the book. But you hear me in this house, while the enemy lies to you and makes you believe that you're wasted and life is empty. I was praying that morning and the Holy Ghost came to me, and I want to tell you what He told me. He said, lift up thine eyes around about and behold and gather thyself together and come to thee. As I live, saith the Lord, thou shalt surely clothe thee with all that. I'm telling you, the ornament of grace, the ornament of mercy, and the ornament of God's purity. He said, look up. I'm going to tell you, your problem is you got your eyes too low. Get them on the cross. There is a second chance, an opportunity of recovery.
For thy waste and desolate places, and the land of destruction shall even now be too narrow by reason of the inhabitants that swallowed thee up
shall be far from thee. Understand this. In the midst of all the trouble, in the midst of fear, the enemy wants men to believe that God is the God of one chance. God, I feel hell fighting right here. But you listen to me. Tighten up on me if you like. But you're going to be the one to weep later. Are you hearing me in this house? I want you to understand something. That the world tomorrow is going to be a chaotic world. But God wants to fix it tonight. He wants to fix it this morning. He wants to let you know I'm not a God of one chance. I'm a God of a second chance. Can anybody say that? I'm a God of a second chance. I'm the God that gives opportunity. I'm the God that says to the failure, you can recover. I'm a God to the backslider that said you walked away, but you can come home. I'm a God to the man who got his world in pieces and he's holding it in his hand. He said, I'm a glue. I am the mender of the broken things. Well, come on here now. He's not a God to just save, but he's a God to keep. He's a God to hold. He's a God to carry. He's a God that'll deliver you. He is a recoverer. Thirsty and dry, empty and void, searching and running deep, only brings men into deep crevices of sorrow and pain. But men that can trust and wait on the Lord and allow God to bring them back, it is the man who sees God as a second chance. Well, come on here now. Tell me while I preach. Have you had the devil tell you? You blew it, it's over with. You can't recover. I want you to know there is a recovery partner. At the foot of the cross, the blood of Jesus Christ is still available. Help me, Holy Ghost. The highway to pleasure often promises first-hand experiences. But it's not until the man tries it that he realizes it's a second-hand joy. There is no peace under the wicked, saith my God. He said, for the wicked is like the troubled sea. The stirrups of mire and dirt foaming out. Said, preacher, I'm content like I am. I'm happy like I am. But can you die like you are? Oh, you ain't gonna hear me. You're satisfied where you're at. But can you die satisfied where you're at? Come on here now. Help me while I preach. What is the second chance? It is the glance and the look of a loving Savior. In spite of failure, in spite of shame. Hear me in this house. I do not know how to preach this, but just preach it as I feel. Hear me in this building. There is some things I cannot understand. I don't know how to even to begin to understand it. How a man can take a wife that's cheated. How a wife can take a husband back that is mongered and messed up. But I tell you, that is the boundaries beyond me. But the love of God is so great. He said, I'm married under the backslider. I want you to know you may have broke the engagement, but he still loves you. Holy Ghost!
You may have been the one that done the separating, but he's going to be the one to do the mending. You may have been the one who said, I don't want it no more. But he's the one that's saying, I want you. You see, life is full of choices. But eternity only has two. It's called heaven or hell. It is the job of hell. It is the ambition of Satan to make the church feel. And when I say the church, I'm talking about us, not the building. Hear me in this house. I would that door would remain shut while I reach for souls in this building. Are you hearing me in this house? I'm here to tell you, if I've ever failed God, God said, tell him, I said, I'm giving him a second chance. I've given you another opportunity. Hell's ambitions are so great, they'll go to any extreme that they can to make you believe that God is through with you. Can I tell you, had not many in this building known God's grace by only scars, we'd have never known the rebounding of his love in the second chance. Help me while I preach right here. Right quickly, I'm going to hurry. I've got to hurry. You're in this building, and I want you to help me. If you're standing on your feet, I want you to raise your hand. But if you're sitting in that pew, I want you to stand to your feet, and then I want you to sit back down. Listen to me just a minute. Are you hearing me in this house? Pay close attention. If you're in this house, and you have been a backslider, but you have come back home, and have found the grace of the second chance, can you stand right quickly in this building? Look around you. I said, look around you. This is God's recovery. This is God's mercy. That was the Holy Ghost heavenly speak. This is the state of the backslider. Why don't you come home? Why don't you come back? The Father's house is for the mercy. Hell wants you to believe that God is finished. But the innumerable testimonies that have just stood to their feet is a living proof that God is the God of a second chance. Wow! Pray for my boy, honey. Thank God Almighty. I feel the thunder of the Holy Ghost in my soul. What are you trying to say, preacher? I can see God with his hand reaching in the background saying, I'm giving you another chance. Let me recover you. Let me get you back. Can I tell you, sir? He is the prodigal savior. He is the man who stands at the gate looking for your soul. The lie and the trickery of the devil says, you can't come back. But look at us. Look at us. We are all rebound, rewound, bandaged and fixed, who once limp, now made whole. Once scarred, but now recovered. You say, preacher, I've got such an ill past. I've got a reputation as a young lady of ill repute. I've got a reputation that's marred by hell. But can I tell you what hell may have planned for you? Heaven's got a new chance. I said, heaven
It's got another chance. It can wipe out the pain. It can do away with the tears. It can erase the scar. There is a remedy. And it's at the cross. I said the remedy. It's in the blood of Jesus. He is our recovery strength.
Hallelujah. I don't know of a better exhibit of mercy in the Old Testament as is to watch God say to a rebellious people, I delivered you one time. I can deliver you again. I don't mind telling you, and I must hurry while in a time of prayer, praying, seeking the Lord. I come across this scripture that morning in my office. Listen to me. That morning in my office, and I come across that verse 11, and he said, and the Lord shall the second time stick his hand out. And I felt the Holy Ghost. Listen to me, Bethel. You may be tired and want to sit down. That's quite okay. But you listen to me well. God spoke to this little fat preacher. He said, I'm fixing to put a second chance in your church. I'm fixing to tell the backslider, come home quick. Times are running out. But you ain't hearing me, are you? I take this whole world, but give me Jesus. I said you can have her silver, you can have her gold, but give me the blood that I know is real. Give me the salvation that I know that will keep me. When the enemy comes in like a flood, the glory of my God that shall raise up a standard to deliver me out of the clutches, out of the hand of the devil. I take the cross over the wall. I take the blood over the riches of hell. When the Lord said, and I hurry, catch this if you can. And it shall come to pass in that day, that certain day. Is this your day? Is this your time? Is this your opportunity? Is this your chance to make it right? Come on, listen to me. God is going to visit this house today. You listen to me well. But he said in that day, nobody makes that statement. Because it would just be any day. But when you say that day, you're signifying one day by itself. Oh, is this on July 10th, on a Sunday morning, 2011, if God should tarry, if my voice is heard, I'd love for it to be heard in 2020, on July 10th again. There's a God that gave a second chance. He's still a God that can do it in the future. Are you hearing me in this building? What Israel thought was hopeless, God turned it in into a fountain of treasure. He changed it into a land that was once desolate, into a fruitful place. What is it? It's a land of mercy. It's a land of grace. It's a land of opportunity. Will you take it? And when he said, come quickly to the piano. And when he said, he said, and the Lord, and it shall come to pass in that day, that the Lord shall set his hand again. Quickly. Quickly. That means, look at me. I'm going to put your problem in my hand. I'm going to put your world in my hand. I'm going to put your broken world in my hand. And when he said in that day, the Lord shall set his hand. Oh, for the Holy Ghost. I'm going to put my hand in your world. And I'm going to bring your world to a healing. To a recovery. Stand all over this house. I could preach a lot longer, but I just felt the net leave the hand of God. Are you going to be caught today? Are you going to stay like you are? Are you going to leave here and go back home with that same torment that you could have got free from this morning? When the Lord said, I will set my hand the second time. Hey, preachers. Say what you want to. Church member, boast of whatever you like. But every one of us should have stood to our feet. I'm a benefactor of the second time. I've been on God's recovery end. I've been on God's end where He says, I'm going to bring you back. I've been on God's end where He says, I'm going to heal your broken world. And when the Lord says, I'm going to take, you think He'll do it? You think you could tell Timothy, run to Papa and he'll do it. Come out here, Brother Stanley. I'm glad it. Did you hear it? But did you also see what almost happened? It was that stumble. But it was the reach of that second hand. Is that where your life is? It's in that falling over place. But God's got a second hand move. I'm here to catch you on your falling. I'm here to catch you on your stumbling. I'm here to tell you I can pick you up. I can carry you. Oh, I'm hurrying to a close. But when He said, I'm going to take my hand. It was the picture I just painted. With the reaching of a grandfather to a grandson. The fall wasn't an option no more. When hands bigger than me grabbed a hold of me. Notice how he staggered. But notice how he rested when the second hand came around and picked him up. Is that where you're at? Are you at that place where your life is just in that fallen over state? It's always been amazing to me that God reaches the second time for men that have spit in His face. For women who have walked on His mercy. For church members who are cold and indifferent, care not to pray. But oh, it's the love of a Savior far beyond the reach of man's understanding that leaves us all in a place, as David said, what is man that God should be mindful of him? And what is man that the Son of Man could even visit him? Look at me. Who are you? You think your long hair makes it available for God to visit you? Oh no. He visits me because He loves me. He comes to me the second time because He cares. Calvary was not only... Let me read these verses of Scripture and I'm done. Did you hear me in this building? When He said these words, and He said, it shall be as an ensign. You know what that word ensign means? You ever seen a cop with a badge? That's an ensign. It's a sign of authority. It's a sign of deliverance. It's a sign of power. Anybody in this building ever seen Calvary? Oh, it should have been a thunder in this house. Has anybody ever seen Calvary's badge? Has anybody ever seen Calvary's ensign? Oh, it's on a rugged hill about 18 feet high, but it stands for the ages forever. This is your hope. There is no other hope. There is no other remedy outside of the blood. There is no sign of help, but your help is in the blood of Jesus. Help me. Not only if I could pull the old story, when the prodigal ran away, he spat on the face of his father. He slapped the hand of authority and told it, don't rule me. But after the waste of sin, you know who that prodigal wanted to see? His statement in the pen was not to his brother. It was not even to his father's servant. But it was directly to the Father. Oh, I would have God I had backsliders that's been reclaimed. Help this preacher preach. Who do you want to see when you came home? Was it the church and the people? Or was it a stay here? Are you hearing me in this house? Was it God that you wanted to see? Was it the Lord that you wanted to make a peace with? I want to tell you something, sir. I want to tell you something, ma'am. Until you can please the Father in the house and make it known unto Him, I'm coming home. There'll not be an entrance, but there is a living Father that's in this house this morning. sister don't say this, but I can say it from just what I feel. I'm not trying to add to or take away. Paint the picture however you like. But the Bible said it while he was yet a great way off. His father saw him and ran. But you know what I also believe, Brother Brent? History don't record it. Just old Noah. I believe when the father saw him, he saw the father. It hastened his steps. It moved him swiftly. While one was running, the other one was coming. When the father reached the prodigal, it was the ensign of authority. It says, you don't have to ask forgiveness here. I love you. And I forgive. Sinner, what better deal could you get? There's not a court of law in this country that would tip their head and stop and look at you, ma'am, sir, and say, that's it. We like you. For the law in itself is unjust. But it's the mercy of the lawgiver who pardons and sets free. He that wrote the law knows how to amend the law and say, I forgive. Just too fast. I hear you talking. I'm telling you, today is your day. Today is your second chance. For some almost 2 weeks, I've been holding this, and the Holy Ghost knew why for today. God has a second move. Just as the prodigal's father stood looking, Jesus stands waiting. Calvary is an ensign to your eternity. He's looking and he's holding out a promise saying, if you will but come, sin drove you away. But listen to this. The Word of God said, thus saith the Lord, where is the bill of your mother's divorcement, whom I have put away? Or which of my creditors is it to whom I have sold you to? Behold, your iniquities have ye sold yourselves. And for your transgression is your mother put away. He asked a question. He said, the state that you're in, I didn't put you there. You chose to go there. Look at the contract. Did I tell you you had to leave me? Did I tell you you had to walk away from me? I'd stop right there and it would end. We'd feel no hope. But this is hope. For he said, shake thyself from the dust. Arise and sit down, O Jerusalem. Loose thyself from the bands of thy neck, O captive daughter of Zion. Here it is. For thus saith the Lord, ye have sold yourselves for naught, and ye shall be redeemed without money. Mister, ma'am, That's the picture of the second chance. You sold yourself. But he said, I'm going to redeem you without money. What money, preacher? I'm getting you back by the blood. I'm going to bring you home by a bloody highway. I'm going to bring you back by a scarred up Savior that loves you enough to redeem you and to pull you back from where you have fallen from. Savior, without another word said, without another call, I'm asking for the Holy Ghost to work right now. And what I feel in this building, and what I feel on my soul, I'm asking for the hand of God to walk the aisles of this building. Today's the day, God, that I felt you deal with me, that you was going to deal with the lost. You was going to deal with the backslider. I heard you when you said, tell them, I've got a second chance. Somehow, God, will you walk in this building in the very lie that hell's telling right now? Will you pull it back so they can walk out and come find that second chance in the name of Jesus? Saying, I want nobody moving but those. That God's talking to.
And took those hammer nails, bear the blood that made me whole. The grasp that holds the world in place. Is mine because of grace.
And there's no other place I'd rather be than in the grip of grace. And I'm
right here.
Right here.
Sister, why don't y'all step out with us? You kneel right here, sir.
Sorrows, tears, and pain.
God!
I am firmly held by God's own hand, and it's my favorite place until I see His face. I'll be in the grip of grace.
Stay with me. That's the Holy Ghost one.
No other place I'd rather.
Where would you rather be? In the grip you're in, or in the grip of the second chance.
I'll stay right here till I can't fear the sorrow, tears, and pain. I am firmly held by God's own hand, and it's my favorite place until I see His face. I'll be in the grip of grace.
Like a father calms his newborn child, comforts me. And when I cry from hurt and weep for rest, He holds me till I can sleep. Now when Satan tries to often pry, claim this blood was low.
You're here. You're lost. Don't make grace wait. Don't worry about what everybody else is going to say.
Let me go.
Step out right now. In the name of Jesus, you're waiting. Take that second chance, young man. Come on, sir.
I will stay right here.
Take that second chance.
Take the
telling you.
I
don't put it off.
Be held by God.
Don't wait.
And it's my favorite place. Until God, I see His face, I'll be in the grill of grace. Oh, and there's no other place I'd rather
be. Help me, I feel the devil trying to get in
the faith, and I will stay right here till I can clear the sorrow's here.
That's bad! And I've only messed up again.
I am firmly
again
held by God's own hand, and it's my favorite way until I see His face. I'll be in the grip of grace.
I want you to hear me in this building before they sing anymore. Would you look at me? You want help. You want the Lord to help you. You're up against it. You're afraid. God said, I can take that fear and that worry away. God is sticking a second chance in front of you, young lady. Will I take it? That's breaking inside of me. That ain't just me. That's God saying, I love you. I want to help your broken world. If you'll but come to me. I don't often do this. I really don't even know your name. But you're begging for help. God saying, I'm your help. I'm your help. The devil says, you better not go. You better not go up to that altar. But God said, this is your only choice. I don't understand. I don't know. There's a mighty big hand reaching there. You feel your heart beating right now, right out of your chest. That's God's good Holy Ghost conviction. Saying, come quickly. Come, let me help you. Let me help you. Don't be afraid. Step out of there. I wish I knew your name. But the Lord loves you, young lady. He wants to help you. Things are broken, but He's a mender. Heather, will you help me? If she wants to come, I want you to go back there and hold your hand out. If you want the Lord to help you, stay here, please. I don't know who you are, young lady, but the Lord said to tell you, this don't have to be the end of the road. The fear, the worry. I know you don't know me, but God loves you. You got a million questions running through your mind, but God's got an answer to every one of them. Come on. Come up here and pray with her, Sister Heather. Bring her right over here. And I'm fixing to be done here. I'm fixing to be done. And I want completeness in this building. Would you to hear me in this house? Don't you listen to me close? Ryan, I'm so glad to see you. But you was the man that God woke me up at 5 o'clock in the morning over. And he gave me these two verses of Scripture. Thus saith the Lord, in an accepted time have I heard thee. In the day of salvation have I helped thee. I will preserve thee and give thee for a covenant of the people to establish the earth and to cause the inheritance of the desolate and the heritage, that thou mayest say to the prisoners, go forth. To them that are in darkness, show yourself. They shall feed in the ways, and their pastors shall be in all the high places. They shall not hunger nor thirst, neither shall the heat nor the sun smite them. For he that hath mercy on them shall lead them, even by the springs of water shall he guide them. I was praying, and the Lord came to me and said, the devil's telling him there's no more hope. But God said, I've got a second chance. I've got a redeeming grace. I got a move that you can't deny. And the devil says, oh, you're doing it because of you, or this, or that. But God said, no. I brought you to this place for an accepted time. And if you said it, Lord, if you will just hear me again, I want to tell you, God says, I've heard thee in an accepted time. I want to tell you, the river's not dried up. There is a way to live. And that's in the grace of our God. And I felt the Holy Ghost to tell you, if you want that second chance, and I'm here today to give it. If you want it, sing again.
No,
where do you want to live?
Way,
I want to live in the reach of Christ.
A grip of grace.
How about it?
I will stay right here.
Surely, after all of this,
the
Holy Ghost,
I am
in this house,
firmly held,
would make you want to run to this altar
and
say, Lord, help me.
Until I see His face.
Won't you come? If you feel in your heart, I want you to come. Nobody's making me. But it's a call of mercy. The second time. And the Lord set His hand the second time to redeem His people, the remnant.
I am firmly held by God's own hand.
I'm going to take the second chance. I'm finished with it right here. In the name of Jesus, I feel the burden. Listen, it's your chance. Everyone that will come to this altar in the name of the Lord.
Thank the Father, come His newborn.
Some of you sisters, help us pray for these that are praying.
Comforts me.
Don't be satisfied, sir, in the world in which you live.
And
for the devil's working earnestly.
Holds me. till I
am to drop the bottom out from underneath
now
you.
Now when Satan tries to open his eyes and claim this blood was
where
Lord,
can I go?
I
have nowhere to run. But unto you, Lord, help me,
Jesus. Never let
come on, let's make an altar here.
There's no
let's make an altar.
I'd rather
there should be preachers in these altars praying with people. Redeem us. Deliver us.
I can't fear the sorrows, tears, and pain. I am firmly held by God's own hand. And it's my favorite place until I see it.
Come on, pray all the way through.
A drift of grace. Oh, and there's no other place I'd rather be than in a drift of grace. And I would stay. I am firmly held by God's own hand, and it's my favorite place. Until I see His face, I'll be in the grip of grace.